BBC News. Hello, I'm Jerry Smith. The biggest storm to hit Japan for 60 years, Typhoon Hagibis, has struck the coast near Tokyo. Millions of people have been urged to leave their homes, and there are warnings of flooding and landslides. From Tokyo, our correspondent Rupert Wingfield-Hayes reports.
The eye of the storm has now made landfall south of Tokyo, about 100 kilometres south of Tokyo, and the winds along the coast, therefore, are pretty strong. Although I have to say, one good thing at the moment, it seems, is the very destructive winds that were feared from this storm have not materialised yet. We've been looking at the most recent pictures from television here from the coast of Shizuoka. There are very strong winds down there, but they do not appear to be as destructive as was originally feared.
North Korea has demanded compensation from Japan for the sinking of one of its fishing boats after it collided with a Japanese Coast Guard vessel. Pyongyang accused Tokyo of an act of gangsterism. But Japan said the boat had made a sharp turn into the Coast Guard vessel as it was being chased out of Tokyo's exclusive economic zone. There's been fierce fighting in northeastern Syria as Turkish forces continue their offensive against Kurdish militias. Much of the fighting has been around the town of Ras Al Ain. Here's Alan Johnston.
Reports from the frontier say Ras Al Ain has come under Turkish artillery fire that has sent columns of smoke rising into the air. Warplanes have been circling, and on the ground there's been the noise of intense gunfire. The Turks say they've captured the town, but the Kurds deny this. A monitoring group says that altogether more than 120 combatants have been killed since the offensive began on Wednesday. 30 civilians have died and 100,000 forced to flee their homes.
A Spanish parachutist was left dangling in front of King Felipe when his canopy snagged on a lamppost at the annual National Day Parade in Madrid. Here's our Europe regional editor, Mike Sanders.
It was all going so well. An appreciative crowd applauded as the parachutist descended gracefully to earth, trailing a Spanish flag impeccably unfurled, until his glide was brought to an abrupt halt by the lamp standard. As the daredevil pondered his predicament, the applause resumed. King Felipe joined in. Wounded dignity aside, there appeared to be no lasting damage.
The funeral has taken place in Prague of the Czech singer Karel Gott, whose popularity in former communist Europe earned him the nickname the Sinatra of the East. Ahead of the ceremony in the capital's St. Vitus Cathedral, about 50,000 people paid their respects. The singer, who remained popular after the Velvet Revolution in 1989, died earlier this month, aged 80. BBC News.